Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
I would advise you, if you're not already a part of looking at Thrifty Traveler, then sign up. I will get the emails to my inbox. Great assessments in terms of like value with regards to credit cards and different deals and stuff like that, in terms of what's going on in the travel industry with the airlines. But the bottom line is, I think that a phenomenal job was done by Kyle Potter and Thrifty Traveler with regards to a situation last week involving Delta Airlines, in which their website noticed that you could actually purchase two seats on a flight, and it actually would be the same price as essentially a one-way ticket for a single person. And joining us now to talk about maybe the glitch, if you want to call it a glitch, in that entire story is Kyle Potter. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Baker Hotline. Hey, Kyle, first off, thank you so much for being on the show this evening.
Yeah, Lake. No, happy to join. This is something that people want to talk about and learn more about. So I'm happy to help as much as I can.
Absolutely. So give us the background on what you dug up and how you found all of this out, because I did see the story that WCCO Television did with you last week, and there was even, I think, something in the Strib yesterday. But give us kind of the listening audience a little bit of background about what happened.
Yeah, so, you know, last Wednesday, so just under a week ago now, I was being really selfish, not on company time. This is in my own personal time, mind you. I was looking for flights that my wife and I need to get to New York later this summer. And so, you know, I'm looking for, and when I search for flights, whether I'm looking for myself or I'm looking for my wife and I always just search for one passenger first, which is what I think a lot of people do. And so I see a price for $206 from Minneapolis to Newark for the flight that we need. And I say, great, okay. So I'm going to bump this up to two passengers because I need to book my wife and I together through this trip. Lo and behold, Delta comes back with that two-passenger search, and all of a sudden that 206 flight I was looking at for the exact same flight, the same cities, the same time, was suddenly $154 a person. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That is not how airfare typically works. It's usually the opposite, where the more passengers you add, the more likely airlines are to sell you tickets at a higher price, because they may only have one ticket at $154. So if you search for two, all of a sudden it's $206, and the exact opposite was happening. So, you know, I saw this, I confirmed that this was real, and then I and our team of flight deal experts, who dig through thousands of fares every single day, started fanning out and trying to see, is this just a one-off glitch, or is this something that Delta or maybe even other airlines are doing? And by Thursday morning, we confirmed that the nation's three largest airlines, Delta, American, and United, were intentionally pricing solo passengers on some select domestic one-way routes significantly higher fares than groups of two or more.
Mm. Now, do we understand or know why this is the case? Is it something to do with maybe trying to take advantage of, and I'm not speaking for them, are they trying to take advantage of like business travelers? I'm trying to figure out why this would be a thing.
Right. Well, let me preface this with the airlines aren't talking.
Yeah.
I've reached out to all of them repeatedly about this story before we published, after we published, again, just this morning as the story has progressed. And none of them have agreed to go on the record. Most of them have just flat out not responded to me.
Yeah.
So the airlines aren't speaking up for themselves about what they're doing or why. That said, you know, knowing what we know about the airline industry, you're absolutely right. I think that the intent of this was to penalize and get more money out of business travelers, because airlines know that if you're paying with a corporate card, you're not as price sensitive, and airlines can probably get more money out of those passengers. And airlines have done this in a lot of different ways over the last two decades of getting more money out of business travelers because they know that they can. The issue here is that there are solo travelers who are not traveling for business. There are, you know, solo passengers who are planning a trip by themselves. There are, you know, family members who have to rush off to attend to a medical emergency. I mean, the list goes on. So left unchecked, the damage and the cost of this, the higher cost of traveling solo could have been pretty extensive.
Yeah. We're talking to Kyle Potter, Thrifty Travelers Executive Editor here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I just find all of this interesting. And yes, you're right. Like, you know, even according to the Strib, these airlines, they're declining to talk and give input about everything that's happened. And I think that everybody here, not just here in Minnesota, but across the board, should be utterly grateful for you digging and trying to find all this out and you revealing this. But how long did it take for them to react? And what changes did they make after this became public?
You know, I'm still a little bit shocked that, you know, two of the three nation's largest airlines reacted as quickly as they did. So, you know, we published our first story focusing primarily on Delta on Wednesday morning. By Thursday morning, we confirmed that all three, you know, American, Delta and United were doing this. And by Friday afternoon, Delta had pulled the fare rules that pushed solo travelers up into a pricier fare. Mm. And by Friday evening, United had done the same. So as we're talking right now, and I checked just a few minutes before I called in here, American is still doing this. So, for example, you search for one passenger from Charlotte to Fort Myers, and the airline is charging like $425. But if you search for two or more, that one-way flight, same exact day in mid-October from Charlotte to Fort Myers, two passengers or more, it's like $286 per person. So American Airlines is still definitely doing this, but that's where things stand right now.
Wow. All right, so let me do this just for the exercise. All right, let me play devil advocate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
For this particular story, let's say that just somehow, some way, in the future, that airlines will allow or they will discount tickets the more that you purchase. Let's say that it'll be cheaper for a family to go than a business traveler or maybe a couple. Let's say if you buy four as opposed to two or two as opposed to one. What would you make of that if the, and I know the airlines is not, this is just hypothetical. I know the airline's not going to do this. But what if the airlines did look to do that because we are living in an age where everybody's talking about inflation, everybody's talking about price gouging. You know, we live in a world where we like to buy in bulk.
Right. No, you're not wrong. And honestly, the devil's advocate is the line that I've heard a lot. And it's not an unreasonable question. I think the issue is that airlines are not Costco.
Yep.
Plane seats are not gallons of milk. And even if either of those last two statements were true, airlines were not behaving like Costco when they did this. They did not say, hey, if you buy two tickets instead of one, we'll cut you a better deal.
Yeah.
The same way that Costco does, the same way that Target does, the same way that, you know, retail stores either advertise this explicitly or at least have a public price tag that you can see to compare the cost of buying one versus two.
Yeah.
Airlines did not do this. They did this very quietly. They wrote it into fare rules, which virtually nobody except for sickos like me read. and they made it so that it, unless if you were in a situation like I was, which is, I would say, pretty rare, where you're actually comparing the cost of one versus two repeatedly and then fanning out with the help of our team of flight deal experts who do this for a living to see just how widespread it was.
Yeah.
Unless if all of that was true, you would have no idea that this was happening, which is why we have said again and again and again that had the airlines truly been trying to discount group travel, they would have said something.
Yeah.
But knowing what we know about the way that airlines behave and the way that they have behaved for the last, you know, four decades, this was not a discount for booking two or more passengers. It was designed to be a penalty for traveling solo.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, man, you guys do a phenomenal job with the website, and I love getting the information sent to my inbox. I do want to ask you one more question outside of just this specific story, and then I'll let you go. It's kind of a two-part question. Number one, how long of a sample size or how long should we wait to see what the impact of the Southwest Airlines baggage situation, how that's going to impact people traveling utilizing Southwest Airlines, now that that's a thing now? And then secondly, what does it look like for summertime travel? Are we seeing that people are going to be extremely active in terms of traveling this summer like usual, or are people kind of shying away from maybe booking early out just because we're not really sure about the state of the economy here?
Yeah, let me start with that second question because that one's been top of mind for all of us at Thrifty Travelers. It's also something that we recently surveyed travelers on. And, you know, we have seen very clearly in our survey, as well as just from looking at the numbers and listening to what airlines are saying, that travel demand is really cooling off. That for the first time in really honestly 4 or 5 years since travel has really bounced back from the depths of the pandemic, that people are putting off travel and that people are booking fewer tickets, in large part, I'm sure, due to some of the economic anxiety of just wondering whether that's something that they can do again after doing so much of it for the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, that to me says, I mean, on the one hand, it's certainly concerning if you care about airlines and you care about travel. But, you know, the upshot is that flight prices hinge primarily on one thing, supply and demand. And so, you know, for the last 5 years, demand has been sky high, and there were more passengers trying to fill more seats than airlines could put in the sky. And that led airfare to rise the way that it really has over the last few years. As we've kind of hit this inflection point where things have started to turn the opposite way, it's been kind of gravy for passengers who are still looking to book something, you know, to the point where, you know, we're seeing sub 200 and even in some cases some sub 100 round-trip domestic tickets departing from Minneapolis and, you know, flight deals flying nonstop from Minneapolis to Dublin for $355 or to Rome and Copenhagen, two brand new Delta routes that should be really full of high-paying passengers. And Delta has, within the last few weeks, been selling those tickets for under $500 round-trip in some cases. So, you know, while there's certainly a lot of anxiety about what is happening right now and what that means for travel, the upshot is that there are deals out there. And in some cases, more deals and better deals than we've seen in many years. And then on Southwest, it's anyone's guess. I mean, this is, we're in the early, early innings of a truly transformational change for Southwest in charging bags for the first time in their, you know, 54-year history. I think it's going to take some time for this to shake out, because I think everyone said when Southwest came out and said, we're going to start charging for bags, that's it. I'm done with Southwest. And the thing is that everybody said that when Delta came out a few years ago and revamped its status program. And then they said it again when Delta said they were going to crack down on lounge access. So I think we need some time to see how consumers actually behave versus what they said at the outset.
Great stuff. Outstanding stuff from Executive Director of Thrifty Traveler, Tal Potter. Make sure you go to the website, thriftytraveler.com. Awesome stuff. Subscribe, check in with the website, sign up for the premium, and you'll get great information sent to your mailbox, your email box. Hey, Kyle, man, just a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, man. Always happy to talk travel.
All right. Take care. That's Tal Potter joining us here on The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.